12,185, Robert and Sherilyn McLaughlin, seek variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures, sections 115-74 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Washington Street, approximately 237 feet east of Church Street. The 911 address is 37499 and 37503 Washington Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13.20, Parcel 88. They're specifically requesting a 2.8-foot and a 2.2-foot side yard for the house, a 14.7-foot front yard for the house, a 2.2-foot side yard for the existing shed, a 2.0-foot variance for the rear yard, and a 3.9-foot side yard. Those are both for the cottage that is existing. Received 3 mail returns, no letters in support, and we did receive one letter in opposition. And the letter in opposition would be from Bonnie Shaw, that she owns the property adjacent. She is not in opposition to the front and rear yard setbacks. She is in opposition to the side yard setback on her property, that we've recently been surrounded by new, very tall homes, and she feels that at least she'd be allowed her side space. She also believes it would be a negative factor should she decide to sell her properties, as both of the properties have belonged to the family for nearly 75 years.
Ms. Cornwall, was she in opposition to just the side yard on her shared property line, or because it looks like there's side yard variances on the other side as well?
She just states that she is in opposition to the side yard on her the side. I am in opposition to the side setback on my property side.
So that would be on lot 15. Looks like the east, north, southeast side.
But she also, what else did she say? She also stated that because of the large homes that are being built, it's out of
so that they've recently been surrounded by new, very tall homes. I feel we should at least be allowed our side space. I also feel it would be a negative factor should I decide to sell her property.
Is that, and that's parcel 87 on the map there?
I believe that's
yes. And if you look on the survey, you can also see that it's the property to the right.
Which would appear to be on the property line or close to it, but anyway. Okay. Mr. Are you representing this case, Mr. Willard? Okay. Can you help yourself? Come forward. I was jumping the gun because I thought they were.
You can come up and be sworn in. Come on, I swear in right now, if that'll work. You want to come up? Yeah. Sir? Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sherilyn McLaughlin, 220 Rolling Mill Drive, Bel Air, Maryland, 21014. And we also own the property that we are requesting a variance on.
Okay.
Sherilyn McLaughlin, 220 Rolling Mill Drive, Bel Air, Maryland, 21014. And the property in Washington Street.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. You can have a seat or stand at the podium.
Good evening, Mr. Willard.
Good evening. My name is Tim Willard with Fuquay, Willard, Stevens, and Shaw. We have an office here in Georgetown, Lewis, and Rehoboth. And maybe there's some confusion because I didn't file the application, actually. In fact, I met the McLaughlins a few years ago. They bought this property in 2015, I think it was. And we talked a little bit about this, and they filed the application, which you have before you. And I think as part of the record are going to be some photographs that they submitted, as well as the survey. And in fact, I came over earlier today to see if you had ample copies of those, and it looks like you all provided copies of those, so I may refer to those briefly. The McLaughlins are from Maryland. They bought this house in sort of a unique area, Washington Heights. Some of you are familiar with it. One reason you may have heard from Mrs. Shaw, because not too long ago, the neighborhood that surrounds their lot has been changed to condos. I think it was a shell property where there are garages and things like that. Maybe that's what she's referring to. The property is located at 37499 Washington Street, Lot 14, Block A. Specifically, if you have the survey, that's probably the best reference to look at when I begin to see exactly what they're asking for. You see there's a house on there, and that's the dotted line. Existing dwelling. It's a very small house. It has the front porch that projects on it. and then it also has existing cottage in the rear and an existing shed also shown on the properties. The proposal is to expand the house. The house was built in the 1940s. It's not in great shape. They intend to retire there. They have 2 children and 6 grandchildren, so they want to fix it up. And because, as you can see, the dimensions of it, the dimensions of the new proposed house would just be 33 by 63. And the house that's there now is very small. As far as, I'm sorry, Ms. McGee, you have a question?
How many stories?
I think it'll be 2. I can call Mr. McLaughlin up. 2 stories.
2 stories, yeah.
They may have more questions down the road.
Good, thank you.
Okay. So if you look at the proposed house, that's just the footprint of it. And they've looked at plans, and they've been sitting on this for a while, so they certainly want to make it designed sort of in the craftsman style as that neighborhood has. So what they're asking for is to expand the existing house. And by doing such, they have to bring all these non-conformings into conformity, and the only way they can do that is ask for the variances. So from the get-go, they're reducing the frontage, which is, you can see where the porch extends, 8.3 feet, but they're proposing that the front of the house only begins at 15.3 feet. But that would still require them to get a 14.7 foot variance because it's 30 foot. What makes this property somewhat unique, and I'll get into the physical reasons why it's unique, but it's also C1 in this area, which is largely residential. And the history of that, I think, was when the zoning code was first adopted, they thought, well, this is obviously going to be commercial, but it was a mishmash of cottages and things like that. So the first variance they're asking for, it, or from the front yard, would be 14.7 feet in the 30-foot setback. And in fact, if this is approved, they'll be reducing what's there now. On the side yard, they have 2.8 and 2.2 along the side there, a difference of that. To the extent they're extending this into the rear, that variance would be needed for the extended portion, and the maximum of that would be 2.8 feet. So they're asking for 2.8 on the side, just so they can do the extension. They don't need any rear setback for the home because there's plenty of space down there. In fact, it'd be close to 40 feet from the rear. They're gonna get rid of the existing shed, so that won't, we're not asking for anything in that, and that should be a condition if this variance is approved. As far as the existing cottage, that's been there for a long time, and your staff was helpful in working through this. They want to keep the cottage and fix it up, so that has to be brought in conformity as well. They're not changing the footprint whatsoever, but they would require variances for that. They need 2 feet in the rear because they need 5, and they only have 3, so they need an additional 2 feet as it exists now. As to the the side yard on Mrs. Shaw's property, they need 5, they have 1.1, so they need 3.9. So those are the technical requests we're asking for, the 4 variances. And if it's helpful for you, I'll hand out what they are specifically.
I'll leave it down to Ms. Cornwell.
All
Also, as far as the cottages return is concerned, although there are a lot of multifamily cottages in that area and garage apartments in that area, because they're opening the issues in this on this lot, they're going to remove any kitchen facilities in the cottage, so it will just be a guest house. It won't be another unit. Ironically, commercial allows for multifamily units, but not separate dwellings, and it would be considered a separate dwelling if it had a kitchen, so they're getting rid of that. So it would just be the equivalent of a guest house. As I mentioned, the property is somewhat unique. Other than the history of its zoning and how it's surrounded by residential, it's only 50 feet by 125. You see they're smaller, they're bigger lots all around it. It's surrounded by the whole condo complex. It also is unique because it already has 3 non-conforming structures on it, a home, a shed, a guest house, and they exist within the current setbacks. I've already mentioned that they intend to fix up the house and make a larger footprint so they have more living space in the back. The front porch is now 8 feet, but it'll be approximately 15 feet from the front if they get this proposed variance. And they need the side yard setback just because they're extending in the rear. We say it is unique, we believe, because it is narrow. It's 50 feet. It's only approximately 6,000 square feet. total, which is an unusually small lot, especially in a commercial, even for a residential. Many similar lots in the area are non-conforming in size with multiple units and guest houses. The exceptional practical difficulty to develop the property and improve it is due to be the small size and what's existing there now. I've already indicated that the existing dwelling is very small. It's old and impractical. That is, the cottage that's there is now. It cannot be developed or improved with strict conformity to the code, without a variance. And what they're requesting, I think, is reasonable to the extent they're reducing the side frontage and just going in the back, but well off the rear line. And as to Ms. Shaw's concern, nothing will change on her side, except it'll come closer to her, but not near her, not into the setback on her side of the property. The proposed will not. In fact, what's important there, it will continue to allow off-street parking because you'll have a drive there, which I think is reasonable. To the extent that element refers to reasonable use too, as a retirement home with 6 grandchildren in this resort community, it seems reasonable that they can expand somewhat so they can have more than one bedroom in the house or more than two. They did not create the exceptional practical difficulty. They have owned it for only 3 years, and when they bought it, it was just as it was now. That is, it had the non-conforming uses, and it was the same size. They've spent some time talking about how they want to fix it up, and I do think they have both of these, the Goffins are realtors in Maryland, and they're interested in architecture, and they want to keep that sort of bungalow style, or craftsman style, I think they call it. I'm not the architect, but we've talked about that. I know you're not maybe concerned with that. And the variance is relatively minimal, and to the extent they're just going to the back and staying well off that line, and they're not changing the existing guest house. So I told Mrs. McLaughlin that I would go through her exhibits, but I might do it quickly. You see that
it's very
Mrs.
detailed.
Mrs. McGabe wants to dwell on these, I see.
Well, I do have a question, but I'll save it.
Well, as you can see, there's an aerial that's got a pretty elaborate key. And if you look at her exhibits or the exhibits and how they're identified, you can see the property where it exists and the various properties are labeled. And then as you go through, you can actually identify them and they say what they show. But I think what they show more than anything else is your element number 3, that this is not going to adversely affect this neighborhood. In fact, it should be an improvement. And it's not dissimilar to what's there as far as setbacks and what are the other kind of multi-uses with little cottages in the back. And I'm just going through them kind of quickly, and you can as well. Some of the houses are rather older and have front porches. Some of them, I know.
Some of the vehicles are older.
That's right. I had one of those in 1972. But you can see there are some two-story homes in there. And most of the condos that surround it, I forget what they're called, they have two stories, I believe. And like most of the areas over the beach community, people are spending a little more money on these houses. If you go drive through Lewis or this area, Rehoboth, that's what's happening. And they fully intend to fix it up and do something nice there. And I think their footprint is not aggressive by any means. So that's all I have for my presentation. Can I call Bob? You want to step up here for a second, please? You've heard my representations to the board. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
And the board's probably going to have some questions. Do you have anything you want to add?
I think it's a fairly thorough presentation. We're trying not to be any different than the rest of the block. If you look at the photos, the newer houses on the block, ours would be maybe a little bit smaller than some of the show houses, but keeping within that type of style.
But you're going to bring more character to the neighborhood.
Yes, and a larger tax base too.
I just wanted to mention that Mrs.
Oh, my name is Sherry, and our thought is that the house that's next door, the gal, Mrs. Shaw had indicated that she was concerned that what we were going to do might impact the value of her property. And I certainly am no expert in how, her situation, I think, would only be improved by having what is now of two very ramshackle cottages. And when I say ramshackle, I wouldn't sleep in either of them. They are very rough. So to suggest that improving on these two cottages, or removing one and improving on the other, would hurt the value of her property, I don't think is correct. I think we would actually be improving the value, in my humble opinion.
Okay. I'm going to assume that's adding on to the existing is what she objects to, but when you look at her property, she's tight to the property lines also. And there's numerous other properties I see on the map that are tight to the property lines. It looks like a consistent throughout the part of the community that isn't condo.
Yeah, it would appear that anything that to be changed would be non-conforming and have to be go through the same process.
Yeah. So you do have sewer and water there, I take it.
Yes.
Why are you removing the kitchen facilities in the cottage in the rear? It's non-conforming, and so you already have it, and it's C1.
So they won't need the special use exception.
Well, yeah, and this, you potentially could go to the mat on this legally, so it's an interesting question. But as soon as you start to mess with the property, you disturb all the non-conformings, including that one. And I talked, I think, with either Christine or Janelle about it, and they're fine with getting rid of that.
Well,
I've had litigation dealing with kitchens in it.
I think that you're getting rid of it because I think the
character
of the neighborhood is that's what this is. It's just like in other areas of the coastal towns when they tear down older structures. They're getting rid of the character of the neighborhood. You're trying to keep part of it, and you have to give that kitchen facility up that's been there since before zoning.
I assume that
we wouldn't cry if you said we didn't have to take the kitchen out.
Thing is, then your application goes back to where you're going to need a special use exception, which is not necessarily a problem, but we just want to be clear right up front.
I just think
we need to clarify something, if I can. Please. The property is zoned C1. They cannot ask for a special use exception for a garage studio apartment in C1.
It has to be R1.
Correct. It needs to be a residential zone. C1 does not allow that as a special use exception, which also muddied the waters, as Mr. Willard stated.
Okay. We've been through this. And
you don't have to sit down, man.
I told her she did.
You're paying him.
The kitchen thing is interesting.
Okay. Well, I think it's a shame, but
I do too.
Yeah, me too.
I really do.
Well, if you all get on county council, you can change the ordinance then.
We'll call them tomorrow.
Well, it's not.
It might not be in time, but there's a lot of ways to get around the kitchen legally. Without having a stove.
Yeah, you can make it a church.
Or if there are many man caves in Sussex County that has a grill in the garage, and
no sink.
Well,
whichever.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's move on. But
we certainly didn't want that to be a problem in this application, and they said, "Well, we'll get rid of the stove." So. Okay.
I can see that. I can appreciate that, but it's a shame though that they have to do that.
Okay. I would say something else.
It makes the property similar to one that has in the past been controversial, and they probably don't want to go there, right?
Yeah. We've been there, haven't we?
Yes. There's a lot of rental value to the people that work at the beach, and they pack them in there, and that can be a problem too.
But, sure.
No. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions for members of the board? Mr. Workman?
I got a question. So you don't have any steps in the front of the house?
Well, if you can talk about that, but I think they haven't finished the design, but that's where it's going to end. There may be there may be a portion of it that's an entrance,
on
with
the side
steps, but it's going to begin there.
Okay. Because we're going to begin there. Okay, I understand.
Whatever happens is going to begin there.
Begin there, okay. How about the HVAC? What side that's going to be on?
I don't think they can fit it in the on the left side.
So it's going to be on
the rear. It can be allowed, so it'll probably be in the rear.
In the rear, okay. Rear.
Probably.
And there may be room
it'll,
on the right.
It'll be in compliance.
Okay, it'll be in compliance. Okay. No other questions, then?
Thank you.
Thank you.
No questions.
Yeah, I have one.
Yes.
So you're going to line the proposed first floor up with the existing structure so that you can add a second story and it makes some sense without shifting it and distorting your second story too? Is that the game plan?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Mr. Sharp.
Just one. Mr. Workman got a couple of mine. The front yard, it looks like there's a gap probably between the edge of paving because it looks like maybe there's a fence that comes into where the street would be. Is that, am I reading it right? I see heads nodding, but we need them on the record if you'd say yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There is a fence.
How far are you from the edge of paving to your front property line?
This fence right here, mm-hmm. which will go away.
Okay. But how far is that gap between the edge of paving and your front property line? 5-10 feet?
I'm so sorry, I don't understand.
Here, if I could show you, if you look at picture B2, you can sort of see. Can you see that, Mr. Sharp?
Yeah.
It might be 3 feet,
yeah.
That area right there. Less than six, more than two, yeah.
So the house will be more than 15 feet from the actual street is what you're showing. Okay.
Well, we just can rely on what the surveyor has done, which is 15.3 from the property line.
I have a question. Are you going to tear the existing dwelling down?
Well, yeah. What we'd like to do is offer it to someone if they'd like to take it.
But you're going to take it off the property.
Yes, it's
on. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is my thing, and I'm not an expert because this is not. I don't build houses, but I have recently learned this, that if you're in the same footprint as an existing dwelling, when you go to pour your footer, that may be an issue.
It could be.
Well, then my question is, because my assumption was, and maybe I wasn't listening well, but I thought that you were just building onto the existing structure. So if you're not, why is it then you can't meet the setbacks if you're building a whole new structure?
Well, I think, and I'm not the contractor on this, but I think they need to keep a lot of the foundation. It would be relatively a new structure, but
they're going to keep the footings in the foundation.
Are you sure about that?
It will not meet code.
Yeah.
It will not meet the building code. You can't use that old foundation. You'd have to redo it.
And when you take it up, then that soil that footer was in is now, it's not virgin dirt, so that when you go to put a footer in, you don't have the support.
That can be handled.
Yes, it can,
yeah,
with a beam.
It's a little expense, yeah.
Well, it still doesn't obviate. I understand. I still think the location makes sense because it's already there, and to move it to the right, you'd lose a lot of off-street parking, you'd lose access to the guest house. So, even
so are you going to have a driveway on this side?
Very narrow.
Okay. I just learned that last week about the footer, so I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Okay.
You never know what you're going to learn.
No.
So, okay, so that does allow for off-street parking.
Yep, very little.
Yeah, okay.
Can the house be narrower?
I don't think so. To the extent the lot is so narrow, it's 50 feet. The idea is to try to minimize going to the right and minimize going to the back by keeping somewhat of a backyard for, say, the grandchildren. So the idea of going a little to the right, a little to the back, seemed the minimal approach rather than have a shotgun house. So.
It's almost down to an eighth of an acre.
Looking at the survey, I agree with Mr. Willard. If it is an offset, they have no offset off-street parking.
Yep.
Yeah. Aesthetically and
setback.
Practical.
Right.
Yeah. You.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. No other questions? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? There's a show of two hands. And did you want to speak or just show support by?
I'd like to speak.
Please come forward and be sworn in. If anyone that would like to speak in favor, please come in now and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Daniel Cochran, 37495 Washington Street, Beach, 9971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I am the neighbor, actually, to the left of their house, and we have known the McLaughlins for a number of years, our friends. I, myself, and my wife, we were the first ones to move into the Shell development, which is next door. There's 11 homes, two on Washington, three on Atlantic, and then Seaglass Court is the others. I'm actually the president of the HOA. And, you know, we've had discussions with our HOA, and everybody is in favor that they feel this is going to be a value to us as far as with property values, you know, in increasing it in a newer structure that's going to, you know, blend in. The whole street is going through a transformation at this point in time. And there's a number of other neighbors that are in process of going to start redoing theirs as well. So I just, you know, would like to say that we are very much in support and think it would be a benefit to our neighborhood.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in opposition other than the letter? Hearing no other, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We'll get the case number here that we approve case 12,185. We've got a unique lot with the width and the depth and a lot of properties, you know, with the same condition. It cannot otherwise be developed without this variance. And it wasn't the exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. It's created by the lot conditions. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood because the craftsman style exterior that the applicant is planning will enhance the community based on some of the pictures we saw. And it's a minimum variance that will afford the applicant relief to renovate or build their new house.
Very well.
I second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Callaway.
Aye.
Mr. Stade.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,185 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next case, please.